June 2, 2023, it's a Watt from Pedro show. Watt from Pedro show, happy Friday. Started off with John Coltrane doing a private jam in Detroit, 1958. Joe Brazil recorded it, Now's the Time. It's an excerpt, people. Joe Brazil went on to record some more stuff in Seattle, right? Ended up on the Ascension record. Then we had Above the Tree, Invisible Castle in a Room. And because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I've got with me Brother Markle, all the way from Verona. Welcome aboard.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Ciao.
Right. And we were just speaking off air how we connected through Antonio de Marinaio, also Milo in Barcelona with his mastering his studio. Great bass man. Familia Miranda, right? Yeah. Great band.
Yeah, Familia Miranda, of course. Yeah. I know from long time that guy.
Right, right. Now, I want to learn about your journey through music, so please bring your earliest memory of music.
Yes, I don't understand, sorry.
Like your earliest thought in your mind that was musical, like when you know, Babino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was, I start by myself. My father was a musician, my grandfather too, so I have the three instruments in my house, and I start to experiment on instruments when I was a child. And I play saxophone from 8 years old until 15, and after I buy a saxophone for, I change a saxophone for a guitar.
Let me ask you,
my story.
Let me ask you, your father, what did he play?
No, my father is he studied music and also because his father is a musician, is a composer. So my father is not into producing music. He just play music
for his own enjoyment.
Yeah, enjoyment, also make a kind of piano bar stuff, but not for...
Did he play piano?
Yeah, piano.
Okay, so you had a piano in the house growing up?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I have a Fender Rhodes in my house.
Fender Rhodes, great, electric keyboard.
Yeah.
A very unique sound, Fender Rhodes. So did you have to take...
Amazing.
Did you have to take piano lessons?
Just a bit, not focusing on study, but more feeling piano.
Yeah.
You know, when you put on the piano and play without partitures or this, just for have fun or discover a note, you know?
Yeah. So not so much a strict instruction, but let the freak flag fly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What about school? Were you in the choir, the marching band, or school orchestra, shit like that?
I was in an orchestra when I was a kid with the saxophone, but just for a few months because it was too much stress for me to... Because you know, when you play in that kind of stuff, there are mistakes. And for me, mistake is not something I feel in music. Mistake is something happen, but it's also nice sometimes.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. So yeah, we say intentional or not, accidents can happen and make things interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the first record you bought with your own money, Marco?
First record I bought with my money. You know, I tell you something. Here in Italy, also my friend, when we was kids, we have a kind of pirate. So we copy a lot of CD and tape. So maybe the first CD I bought from Mogwai.
Ah, Scottish
young
band.
Team from Mogwai. But before you, of course, I have a lot of CD copy by CDR, something like that. But the first I buy was Young Team from Mogwai.
Okay, good band, Mogwai. Still together. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
First gig you saw?
The first gig I saw, I think, I see when I was a kid, the one impressive Godspeed Your Black Emperor in a small bar close to my house in Marche region in Italy. Because I live in Verona, but I'm born in Senigallia, is a city in the on the seaside in the center of Italy. And close from that city, there are a club named La Fuente. And nobody know why, but a lot of great band go to play in that small club in the 90s. So I see that concert was the most impressive for me.
Godspeed Ye Black Emperor, great band from Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal. Quebecois.
So, what side? Mediterranean side or Adriatic Sea side?
Adriatic Sea.
Ah, okay. Like Ravenna and Cesena.
So 100 kilometers in the south from Ravenna,
okay.
More or less.
Okay. There were some bad floods in Ravenna, huh? Just recently.
Now bad situation. Yeah. It was last week I was playing gigs in the south of Italy, and by train I passing through that area, and it's a bit complicated now.
Ooh. Yeah, Mother Nature, she's angry. We had some huge rains in California here a few months ago. They were gigantic at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe we have to change some things. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You said you changed saxophone for guitar. What was your first guitar?
Yeah, my first guitar, in my house, I have a guitar. Handmade guitar from, nobody know who make this guitar, but it was a stock in my house when I was a kid. So I have this guitar, it's like acoustic kind of Martin, but handmade, nobody know who made.
Right.
But the first guitar I buy is a Fender Jaguar.
Ah, Jaguar. So let me ask you, did you take lessons or did you teach yourself?
Both. I take a lesson for 1 year and a half from friends of my father. But more is a practical room. I spend all my childhood in a practical room. When the people go to have a party, I was in the practical room with friends to have fun. That kind of stuff happened some years ago.
Like teenager, right? Garage band, bedroom band, basement band.
Yeah. Garage.
garage band we got, right? And so I'm wondering, did you do your first gig with your friends?
Yeah.
What was the name of the band?
Matska.
Matska.
Matska was a crony of Movimento Attraverso Zone Comunemente Atipiche. It was a band, post-rock experimental band.
Okay. And do you remember, what kind of material, original?
We released three albums. The first in the 98, and it was more Italian stuff, singing in Italian, and after we move in instrumental, and we release two albums in the 2001 and the 2008.
No covers, so all original material.
Yeah. We started with the idea of make our stuff. Yes, we play some cover, but it was spend the time on creativity.
Okay. And do you remember the first gig?
I remember the first gigs. I remember I was really scary about it.
Yeah. Tell me.
Yeah, it was in a pub.
Yeah.
In my city, village.
Yeah.
In Senigallia. And was no 10 people in the public, you know.
We call those gigs, we call them character builders.
But it was really scary to be on the stage with the microphone, and because at the beginning I was a singer of the band.
Okay.
A singer and a guitar player, second guitar player.
Did you write the words? The lyrics? The text?
Lyrics, yeah. But I'm really shy about it.
Now, this is the first time you're ever writing songs, right?
Yeah. By the beginning, when you are not able to do, but you do.
You got to learn somehow. Like skateboard, right? You gotta learn somehow, like skateboard, right? You're gonna fall down, but you get back up.
Yeah. Of course, that kind of stuff.
And it seems like this band lasted a long time.
Hey, we play for more or less 12 years.
Wow.
12 years. We stopped. Yeah. It was nice because we spend 3-4 night that week practice.
Yeah.
Practice. More about, practice than concerts.
What about tour? Did this band ever tour?
With this band, we play a lot, but not tour. We was that period was really hard to have a tour. I remember in Italy, you know, if you are from a city, not Milan or Bologna, you are from a small city in the middle of Italy, in a region quite not famous, unfamous region. So we play a lot, but just a weekend. Also, the other guys was a worker. So we, after, at the end, we do a tour in Ukraine.
Ah!
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Really nice.
Great.
Yeah. In that age, it was really, because maybe two bands from outside of Ukraine go to play there.
Great.
Before us.
Share the stage, share the bill. So, you know, I'm wondering, Marco, because you didn't give me any music by them.
Sorry?
You didn't give me any music from this old band.
No, because, it's with the Above the Tree, I played is 50 years.
Wow.
So it's a long time, you know, so.
50 years?
Because I started in 2006. So 2006, more or less, yeah.
Oh, I would say
more.
17 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So in a way, this other band was the old days, you know. Here, you gave me this Bunny in Love. I want to play that.
Yeah. Okay.
Dare to deny the happenstance nature of it all.
We venture out past the shrubs into the grayness of eternity, into the unfettered clouds that burgeon out into forever. Keep going, you'll never get there. Seldom will you come back. The green will tendril you inside. Swirling around, it is spirographing faces at your feet. Pebbles underneath roller skate across the divide. Hovering above the mushroom man, he's snide. Two unseeing eyes and a tongue lolling below just above those green tendrils. Upward come the oily drops, looping atop the mushroom man's head. Swirl cues and scrabbling ideas whirl round like cyclonic storms of algebraic craft and crayon. Oh, but we do see that it's on the board. It's got a frame around it, and it comes blackening out of the skies. Clouds scribbling across the sky, downward the totem. Everyone pours the brainward to the earth, goes, dribbling with the ooze. Haloed around it like Saturn hugging the hips. Oh, the tongue is lolling. Mushroom man glowers again. There's a smokestack coming out of his new friend. The towering eyeball that he does lend his ideas to. Oh, tea on top of coffee. On top of the milk, but leave us only water, Lord. We ask you to give us these thanks. We ask for a drink yet again, and we're going to go crazy inside the inky darkness of our syllabic, monopolastic, chittily fractic mind. We got a set we don't know what we're going to do with, but we're going to do it every time.
Thank you. structures for art consumption, galleries, publications, media. Hosanash, of course I should. Don't think just because you're great that I'll be great to match your face. Feigning done. Understand you and I'll be patient. Would that I could talk with you. 15 though they run, but I wait for 15,000 more. But then out of the blue one day, all the worry washed away, and your fair face shone bright again, flecked with veins of golden.
doesn't matter. At least they were not surprised.
Nobody happened there. Nothing. You have nothing to do. So you have to play. You have to use your creativity.
Right, right. When it's winter time, it's deserted. Summertime, lots of turista. Okay, that's the way it goes. Kind of like a cycle, right? Like the seasons. Let me tell the people what they just heard. Okay, people, that chunk of music, we started off with Above the Tree with Bunny in Love. Then we had Chris Skroger out of Texas with Dare Do Deny the Words. Brand new from Palomi Desai. This is called the Vichitra, Queer Conjurations from Us. Agriculture, brand new. The Glory of the Ocean. Oliver Mann, Stefano Palio. We were just talking off air. Marco. Glee Effetti. And they're going to be on the show next month, people. Bombas Prendon with Safe Travels. Tom Fergus, IDM 3.1. And finally, Above the Tree featuring Francesca Amati with King Above. So, how did Above the Tree get going?
The name or the project?
The whole, both.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we talk about my previous project, no, Matska.
Right.
So the problem of this project was the other people are work too much, so we can't make a tour. And but I was really into have a tour and play music in my life. Not I don't know in that and that time I have no idea about if it was for work or for as a life project was more or less, no?
Yeah.
So I decided to try to do something alone, and I stuck me in a room and with a computer. Was the beginning of computer music.
Right.
With the Cubase, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And I record an album alone. It was Blue Revenge from Above the Tree. So the idea was, when I was a kid, I really liked to go on top of the tree, because from there it was really, I can see around, nobody see me. So it was a place where you can take your time. And the project was quite the same. So take my time and try to see what's happening around.
Okay. And the material, none of this was from the old band. This was all brand new stuff.
Yeah, new stuff.
Okay. Above the tree stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, when you're in the tree, you're above everybody. Yeah, the vantage point, the good view.
Yeah.
The Buena Vista.
Buena Vista, yeah.
Right. Capito. Now, look, can you remember the first Above the Tree gig?
Yes, I remember, because it's really strange, because my first concert with Above the Tree was in Spain. Spain, Zaragoza. Yeah.
Zaragoza, okay.
Zaragoza. You know, was because my story is really DIY. I always try to organize my concert by myself, to record my song by myself. When it's possible, of course. Sometimes
sure.
I go in the studio and I have booking sometimes, but don't like. I'm more on into DIY. So do it yourself.
Okay, tell me about this gig in Zaragoza.
In Zaragoza was in a place named, what the place was, Mar de Dios. El
oh.
Mar de Dios. I remember, because maybe you remember the beginning of MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beginning of MySpace. Yeah. I met there some friend from Spain and organized to that guy some concert in Italy. And they asked me, why you don't came to Spain? Okay, we try. So guys from Picore, band from Zaragoza, organized me this concert there, and at the beginning we was two people on the stage, not just me.
Yeah.
With an artist named Manu Scano.
Yeah.
And he make that kind of crazy performance and destroy stuff on the stage, that kind of stuff. And at the same time I play my stuff, so it was kind of blues, experimental blues, and crazy guy destroy everything. This kind of, so it was a really amazing concert.
Wow, many dimensions, mixed media.
Yeah,
great. So you would consider it a success.
Yeah.
Great. Bravo.
Great.
Well, look, the first gig is always scary, right?
Yeah, but I arrived at the first gigs with Above the Tree was after 10 or 12 years with another band, played a lot, so I was quite ready to do that. And also when you go in tour outside from your nation, you are a lot of power, no? You know,
Experience.
Yeah.
You're a veterano.
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit.
You are a veterano, not me.
A little bit. You'll get there, don't worry. I'm just a little ahead. Okay, look, we're at the end of the first hour of the June 2nd, 2023 edition of the Watt for Pedro Show. Special guest, Marco Bernacchia.
See?
Ah, okay, great. Please, hold tight for hour two.
Mm-hmm.
June 2, 2023, second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
On the sun, Thank you.
Watch for PBR Show. We start off the second hour with Hole in the Sun, Above the Tree. Then 99 Letters with Magoraga. Born Shit Stirrers, Fukuoka, Kishu. Beer Bottle, Mitsutama Shobadan. That means Polka Dot Fire Brigade, people. Liar of the Moon. This is Makoto Kawabata with live stream of 3 days. Domuna, Noise University, March 15, 2023. This is part one of three. I'm also in a proj with Makoto called Spirit of Hammer, Scotty Irvin, and Benji Johnson. Above the Tree, News from the End. So, that first gig you told me about there in Saragossa, were you wearing this headgear, this capello that I see you in the pictures?
Yeah. It's,
so all the way from the beginning.
My mask. It's the kind of, when I play with Above the Tree, is not me, because also sometimes people don't recognize me without mask. You know, yeah. It's a kind of alter ego. It's but, not.
So like a character.
Yeah. It's
okay,
like,
and it's more than a mask.
Also make a comics. Sorry.
So it's more than a mask. It's like a whole helmet or something.
Yeah, kind of a war helmet. Kind of.
I mean, where did the idea? And then it's got like, I don't know, Draco. You've got some constellations, some stars.
Yeah, because in each period of the project, I go in some direction. Some at the beginning was more punk, you know, not punk with for the music, but for the way I took. So it was a cartoon mask made with tapes. And after I move a bit of and the situation of universe. Because the music were more in that direction. So, yeah.
Okay, and it's got kind of a mohawk. A little bit. Or dinosaur. Or maybe dinosaur.
but you know, because there are this theory about the chicken. And,
like a chicken.
T-Rex was parents. T-Rex and chicken.
That's right, because the old idea was dinosaurs came from lizards, but that's wrong. They came from birds.
Yes, of course. So that idea.
Understood. Beautiful. So you've done every gig wearing that alter ego.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a name for this?
It's not...
You just call it the mask?
The mask. Above the Tree mask is not a name.
Now, you know, Venezia has tradition of mask, right?
Of course. In Italy, you have Sardinia, Mamutone.
Sardinia,
that
too.
That kind of stuff. You have a lot of stuff with mask. They use mask in Italy, yeah.
Yeah. So in a way, you're part of this tradition. In a trippy way. In a Marco way. So... Tell me about a song like, because here's one of the things I love about Above the Tree. Every song can be anything. It's like you don't have to stick with one kind of, I don't know, sound. Like it seems like every song is its own world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like a song like Hole in the Sun.
Hole in the Sun, of course. You know, my way to make music is really introspective, you know?
Yeah.
Introspective, what it means? Okay. So, I have a friend that told me about what people like about music. I never think about what the people like, you know? Yeah. It's more a kind of therapy for me, music, because I'm a visual artist more than music artist.
Is that right? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My best friend, Raymond Pettibone, he's a visual artist, and I'm very inspired by him. So does one form of art inform the other? Does your visual art side inform your music side?
Of course. Oh. Yeah.
You gave me this song called Safari FC.
Si.
Okay. It says Above the Tree and E-Side. Who's E-Side?
Yes. Because I also try to do album with the other guys.
Yeah.
And
collaboration.
That album was a wild album from the 2011. And it was me and Eastside. And Eastside is Matteo Sideri.
Yeah.
He's a drummer, electronics producer from my hometown, Senigallia.
Ah.
And so we met in a place called Casa della Grancetta. It's a kind of, not squat, but a kind of place where the people go there to have to spend time with music.
Ah, great.
So it's with a small studio inside. So we spent 1 month together inside and we recorded that album.
Yeah.
So.
Let's listen. Thank you.
find your way. Coming back again. You're coming back again. I said you're coming back again. You're coming back, coming back again.
Watch for Pedro Show. That chunk of music started off with Above the Tree and Eastside doing Safari FC. Then we had Andrei Gurianov with 1990 to 2000. Niagara after that with C. S-E-E, people, not ocean. Noel Mar. La Mer. Yeah, it changes from boy to girl, or girl to boy. France or Spain, huh? John Truby with Naked Ladies. Van Conner, great bassman. We lost at the beginning of the year. Screaming Trees. I took them on their first two tours. Beautiful man, Van Conner. Coming back again. And then Above the Tree and Eastside with On the Road. And you say he's a producer? Eastside is a producer and a drummer. How did, was it a lot of improvisation to make that album?
Improvisation, yeah. Because also the arrangement was improvised, all the arrangement. The song, was by me, made by me in the previous years, and also some song I was playing in the my tour, in the, my concert, and but it was more acoustic. So with my friend Eastside, yeah, we decided to try to make more electronic stuff, to do a different work on the song, because my I usually record by analogic stuff or that kind of more more intuitive music, no? You know, you put four Tascam four track,
yeah, four
and
track.
You record your album, so that kind of stuff I like. But in for a while we decided to use more digital stuff, and not I like that what happened in that page.
Yeah, very interesting. And the artwork for your releases, do you create your artwork yourself?
Yes, quite all is by myself. Some artwork is made from a friend of mine, like the album Wild. The cover is made from Manuel Scano, the guy who played with me at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's also an artist. We studied together at Academy of Great Arts. And so sometimes I use his work.
And your process of composing, do you make demos? Do you have books of lyrics?
Lord, because the lyrics are improvised.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so more of the song are without sense, any sense. It's not English, it's not Italian, it's not Spain, it's... kind of a melody from your heart.
Yeah, can I borrow from Jim Joyce, right? He wrote like a stream of conscious, so kind of stream of conscious.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting. And do the words, they always follow the music, or does do they come first and the music comes second?
At the beginning, I play guitar, so I'm all the compositions are made on the guitar, and after the voice after.
Okay.
Also, the song we talk about you talk about before with Francesca Amati.
Right.
He sent me lyrics without music, and I create. This is the only one I make. Lyric before than song.
Okay, so sometimes you do, but not mostly. Okay, great, very interesting. We're at the end of the second hour, June 2, 2023, edition Wap Pedro, special guest, Marco Bernacchia. Bernacchia. Hold tight for hour three. June 2, 2023, it's the third hour of the Wap Pedro Show. Oh.
Love and you, and my heart goes feel warm in my breath and feel. I can feel a sunshine feeling into my soul and making it all summer and every thought of rose and making it all summer and every thought of rose and making it all summer and every thought of rose.
Scott from Pedro Show. Started the third hour off with Above the Tree doing Sinkin' Wreck Story. Then we had Crane, him with an Emily Dickinson poem, Loving You. Alex Paxton after that with Lollipop, Lollipop, Five Lollipop out of Berlin. Andre Vito with Sigi. And finally, Above the Tree and Drums Ensemble to Beat doing Berbers and Action. So, Markle, who is Drum Ensemble to Beat?
Drum Ensemble to Beat is several friend of mine play drums.
Yeah.
And in their record, the drummer was Edoardo Grisogani.
Yeah.
And Mao Bocchini.
Yeah.
From Cesena. But during the live set, there was a kind of seven drummers change.
Whoa.
So with two drummers, but the drummers always change.
Okay.
And the album was recorded, I think, 2015.
Uh-huh.
After I was touring Spain, and also I was in Canary Island.
Ah, Canary Islands.
In Canary Islands. Yeah. So I spent the time there, and I visited the cuevas, the cave.
Yeah.
So the album name is Caveman because I was inspired from that. Those Guanches was people lived there before Spain people arrived.
Okay.
So the you know,
original people.
Yeah. So the story was quite amazing for me. So I decided to record an album for about that.
Yeah. I mean, to get inspired by a piece of reality.
Yeah.
Because in a way, you have to use your imagination. So it's a trippy blend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really interesting. You gave me this music called, I know summer's coming, but this is called Hollow Winter. But you don't like chow, right? You could say it's like aloha. You could say for hello or goodbye. Let's listen.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show Last Music for this edition. We start that chunk off with Above the Tree doing Hello, Winter. Bye-bye, Winter. Then with Victoria Shen with a little excerpt to her doing the self-scratching record. She puts styluses on all her fingernails of her port side hips. People, left hand or left in Italy is sinister. So you know which one of these is the bad hand, right? And anyway, she then takes 10-inch, 7-inch, 12-inch records. She melts all these together, plays them at all funky speeds, and uses all her fingernails to be styluses. So it's a trippy thing. That's what you heard there. Then the Ratchet Orchestra out of Quebec, same place Godspeed Black Emperor's from, with Summer. Now that's a little more on money, right? And finally, Above the Tree, again with the drum ensemble to beat. This is called End of an Era. So, when you were composing with those guys, did you get the drum rhythm part going first, and then you joined in the guitar, or did they follow you?
Yeah. It was my song played with a drummer.
Okay.
Kind of this. So I play. We played together 1 month before to record the album. The album was recorded by Maurizio Abate, is also a nice guitarist from Milan.
Yeah.
He recorded the album on Analogic.
Yeah.
So was my first experience on the. On quite professional analogic stuff, so it was nice to appreciate to the situation for me.
Like big 24 track, 2-inch machine?
Yeah.
In the old days. You know how much the Minutemen had to go up and record in Hollywood, you know? $1,500 for one day. Yeah, gee. Nowadays, much more econo, yeah. Even the tape was $150 for just 15 minutes, unless you bought it used, then it was $75.
Yeah, it's quite crazy.
Right. So it's not all bad new days. In some ways, things got much more econo. So I'm glad you got to have that experience. What are you doing right now, music-wise?
What I do now... No, sorry, I understand the question.
Yeah, right now, what are you doing music?
Ah, okay. Now I over my last tour 3 days ago.
Okay.
And so I touring France, Spain, and Portugal, and a bit of Italy.
Yeah.
And now I want to record the new stuff because, of course, King Above was my last album.
Yeah.
I did. But of course, it was released just 2 weeks before the pandemic age. So,
bad luck.
It's an album. Yeah, it worked on the streaming, but I didn't play live that album. And maybe I'm in other moment of my life, so I want to record new stuff. So I have a label, wait for some stuff, and this is what I want to do in the next month.
And King Above, was that recorded in Barcelona?
King Above, some song was recorded in Barcelona, but it's an album composed with 10 years of recording around Europe. So
Wow.
I record some part in Barcelona, some part in Turin, some part in Ukraine, and inside you have also live session.
Ah, so kind of an anthology.
Yeah, it's a kind of also if the result is a bit different from my usually guitaristic style because it's more. Producer album because I work a lot on as a producer on top of this album because you have guitar, you have a string instrument, but you have also a lot of file recording, Field recording. Yeah. Also, field recording of my live set or from what's up around me in tour.
Now, you know, you have this release about bootlegs.
Sorry?
You have a release I saw on your Bandcamp page, above the tree Bandcamp page, bootlegs.
Sorry, I don't understand because I don't...
I think that's part of the title. It's part of the title of this release that you put out called Bootleg Series or something.
Yeah. Also, the Bootleg Series is the idea, you know, when you play around, a lot of people take a picture or video of your live session.
Sure.
So that stuff go in YouTube.
Yeah.
All right. So I discover and record again and make a composition with all the record made by other people.
Very interesting. Yeah, it kind of documents. You know, Johnny Thunders made this funny record called, because all these people were bootlegging him, selling his live gigs and not paying him anything. So he took these records and he made a record out of those records. And in between, he's talking. Yeah, it's called Bootlegging the Bootleggers. And he talks about he does introductions to all these. It's a hilarious record. So, okay. Yeah. I can't wait to hear your next record. Can I put out an invite right now? When you get that new album done, will you come back on the show? We can play it and talk about it?
Of course.
That would be great. Great.
It would be amazing.
And where do you plan to do it?
Sorry?
Are you going to do it in Barcelona with Milo?
I have to. Now I want to make a demo because I live in the mountain now, close to Verona, but in the mountain, so I'm my own studio.
Yeah.
I want to record some idea about MC. Where I can arrive by myself.
Okay.
And after, maybe I need studio for mix and maybe why not Milo studio in Barcelona was one of my on the top on the list.
Okay, you let me know when you get ready to put it out. Come on the show. Let's play it and talk about it. I can't wait. Thank you so much. Grazie.
Of course.
Truly.
Grazie. Right, grazie a te, right. Mike.
Okay. Big love. Big love. People, it's been June 2nd, 2023 edition WAP Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.